I'm Marco Werman with The World. Making it as a musician in America can be tough, but for one group of young musicians in Los Angeles, the real challenge has been getting permission to stay in the U.S. The World's William Troop explains.
I first saw the band Nightlights in late 2014. I took my daughter to a concert at a small venue here in Boston, and Nightlights were the opening act, playing songs like this one off their first EP. At the time, the four members were still students at Boston's Berklee College of Music. They'd met there as freshmen and have been playing together ever since.
I'm stubborn and confused. I fought to stay the same. Yeah, 'cause who needs change?
But after 4 years at Berklee, they faced a decision. See, Nightlights is a multinational band. Lead singer Mauricio Jimenez is from Mexico. Bass player Jeff Kinsey is from California. Guitarist Yusuke Sato is from Japan, and drummer Doug Henken is from Norway. So three of the four were in the country on F1 student visas, which expire soon after graduation. So in the spring of 2015, these young musicians faced a new challenge.
To figure out how to keep the band in the country so we can keep making music.
That's Jeff, the American in the group. The other three members were able to extend their stays temporarily. But there are restrictions, like a rule that says you can't work outside of your area of expertise, in this case, making music. So in theory, no waiting tables or washing dishes to help make ends meet between gigs. But Yusuke, the Japanese guitarist, and Mao, the Mexican lead singer, say they're still not sure if non-music work is allowed or not.
Well, that's often very unclear because
it's very unclear.
To a few lawyers, and my lawyer says don't do it. So.
And my lawyer said do it. So,
yeah, who knows?
To be safe, Yusuke is only pursuing music work while his visa application is pending, like playing at weddings or giving guitar lessons. But that only goes so far, and it's still temporary. So the band members went looking for a more lasting solution, applying for an O-1 artist visa. They're artists, right? So should be a slam dunk, but it's not.
The O-1s were created by Congress as a way of addressing the fact that performing artists or artists in general are unique in their work and that they're not replaceable.
That's Matthew Covey, an immigration attorney in New York and founder of Tamizdat, a firm that helps artists navigate the U.S. visa process.
In other words, if you want U2 to perform at your festival, it's not good enough to just have Dave Matthews instead.
Works great for famous foreign artists like U2. Not so much for a group of recent college grads with only one EP to their name. The O-1 visa process requires artists to prove that they have exceptional abilities, to distinguish themselves. Which is what the guys in Nightlights have been trying to do for over a year, moving to Los Angeles and booking as many gigs as possible. Oh, and also putting out a second EP called Expectations. I asked Norwegian drummer Doug Henken if the need to prove themselves worthy of O-1 visa status meant more pressure in the recording studio.
I don't know if we were thinking like that. At least for me, I didn't. I wasn't nervous because, like, oh, if I mess up this one take, then, you know, I might be thrown out of the country.
That's how
exactly.
Yeah,
Jeff.
If Doug misses the snare hit,
he's
then
gone.
He's
I'm
deported.
They can joke about it now, perhaps because Mao, the singer, finally got his O-1 visa earlier this year. But Dag and Yusuke are still working with an immigration lawyer to secure theirs. They're hopeful, but if they don't get their new visa soon, they may still have to leave the country. So the band's future remains uncertain. Matthew Covey, the immigration lawyer in New York, understands the goal of the O-1 visa program, to regulate which foreign artists and how many are allowed to perform in the U.S. But in the case like Nightlights, he thinks the rules are too strict.
I think that independent young artists, like the ones we're talking about here, contribute an awful lot to American society. And I think that the bars created to keep them out are unnecessarily high.
Meanwhile, Nightlights aren't giving up on their dream of making it, all four of them together as a multinational band. Lead singer Mau Jimenez speaks for all of them when he says,
"There's nothing else that I would rather be doing."
Give me your hand, give me your heart.
For The World, I'm William Troop.
You can hear more of Nightlights music at PRI.org.